No, it's context in the way you say it. I think that's what it is. But we can work on that one later.
Bill, may I clarify?
Go ahead, Mr. Crozier.
I emailed to all of you a few minutes ago just to confirm the reminder that Ursula Rudenberg sent to WMXP on December 4th, reminding them that they had not completed an affiliate agreement this year. She got affiliate agreements from all the other stations that sent nominations in, but not from MXP, even with a reminder. So they have no affiliate agreement. I mean, I don't mind them taking programming. That's fine. They're fine for them to take the programming as far as I can care. I don't mind that. But you know, they're not eligible to nominate affiliate directors per the bylaws, because the bylaws, as I mentioned earlier, specifically say that you have to have a written agreement with Pacifica in order to nominate candidates, and they don't have one.
That's
the Ellen Gaza station, and specifically it's Article 5, Section 4, Section A, or Part A, nomination. We'll refer you to that. An affiliate a nonprofit, non-commercial broadcaster.
Go ahead, Bill.
Provided or distributed by the foundation pursuant to a written agreement with the foundation. They have no written agreement.
Thank you, Sorting. Request for information.
Just a moment. I'm going to let Adriana speak on this. Then Adriana is going to be the last person. Then, since there seems to be so much interest in this topic, the board's going to get to decide what we do about it tonight. So then I'm going to rule on it. Maybe you'll like my ruling. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll challenge it. Maybe you won't. You know the routine. Ms. Kazanev, you have the floor.
First of all, sir, I would really love for the people that control the time that people speak to use it evenly to all of us, right? Because people talk and talk, and nobody say anything. And he doesn't even explain how he allowed money be diverting from the foundation to John Goodman husband. But that's okay. That is not important. But the problem is here that we have
totally ridiculous.
And
yes,
bylaws,
out of order.
And bylaws. I'm sorry, sir. Can you
Ms. Kazanev, I gave you the floor so you could speak regarding the affiliate situation.
I'm trying, sir. Our bylaws very clearly that by December 1st...
Mr. Chair, she's out of order, please.
She's speaking about the bylaws. I gave her the floor, and then we're going to go to a dang vote.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Our Pacifica Foundation bylaws said that the secretary evaluates the candidates and sends to the board the ones that are being authorized by December 1st. The secretary went through that process and sent all those names. Now, today, Bill Clinton is in a strange situation just now. Why that didn't happen? Why the secretary didn't do his job? Must be some other problems like some other employees that the foundation are having?
All right. Thanks for bad-mouthing the employees of the foundation once again, Ms. Kazanev. At any rate, we're going to now go to a vote on it. I wanted
Nancy
to rule
Warner
on this.
Nancy Warner, request for information.
Order. No,
Nancy
no.
Warner, request for information.
Order. I have the floor. I'm speaking. I'm not taking any more points of anything at the moment. I'm going to speak. It was my desire to rule on this item at next week's meeting. At the next meeting, whenever it would be. However, that's not going to happen now, so now I'm going to make my ruling. My ruling is this. According to Ursula Rudenberg, Ms. Wangaza's station has not filled out the affiliates agreement. She sent her another affiliates agreement on December the 4th. As far as I can tell, she's not an affiliate, so she's not a qualified candidate. That's my ruling. Is there a challenge to my ruling?
I challenge Nancy.
I hear a challenge from Ms. Roberts and Ms. Sorden.
And from Jim.
And from Jim Brown, thank you very much. And so now,
I would like to debate that.
Oh, we're going to vote. The new way I'm chairing until I'm not chair anymore. Maybe if we move fast enough, we can get down to that item number 8 or whatever the new number is on it now. So this is what we're doing. Mr. Secretary, a yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. A no vote. And my ruling is not upheld, and Ms. Wangaza is just a candidate that we'll vote on.
As Wangaza has an opportunity to
pick
the rest of the crew, she has submitted a contest. There was a mistake earlier. Today. That there was a miscommunication between her and some.
And now we can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Ms. Secretary, do you understand what we're voting on?
Why on earth would the woman be allowed to explain herself?
Because she was called to order several times and refused to be called to order. We don't like that. And therefore, and you do not have the floor either. I'm waiting for one person to speak. His name is Aki Tanaka, and he's taking too long. Mr. Secretary, do you understand what we're voting on? We are voting on the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
And the ruling is that Ms. Wangaza, again, I was going to rule on this at the following meeting, but we're going to rule on it now. My ruling is that she is not a valid candidate as per Ursula Rudenberg's email. A yes vote will uphold my ruling, and a no vote will not. Take the vote.
All right. So, great job.
Everyone else speaking and everything else is just out of order.
Okay. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace says yes, all right. David Beecham?
Yes.
Beecham, yes, okay. Jim Brown?
I do not uphold the ruling of the chair, no.
Okay. Adriana Kessler?
The chair cannot change the bylaw by decree, no.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes. Yes, it's the same ruling of the chair.
Coaches, yes. Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Okay, Kathy passes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina? Get back to you. Ken Lofer?
Pass.
Okay. Lofer pass. Serene Roberts?
It's ridiculous. You don't make decisions about people at their property.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah loves the ruling of the chair.
Okay, you go, yes. Okay. Chiam Scruggs? Ian Scruggs. Okay, let me get back to you. Nancy Soda?
No, it may have been another mix up. You have to give her a chance to show that she submitted her contract.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Steinberg is yes. All right. I pass. Temba, Shivanda?
It's very biased.
Temba?
I can't wait to get off this crooked board. And no.
Okay. All right, no. Andrea Sona? Andrea?
I pass.
Okay, you pass. Mosqueda, Washington?
No.
Okay, Mosqueda is no. Let me get back to Jonathan, Alexander.
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan is yes. Catherine Davis, you passed. Catherine?
Abstain.
Okay, Catherine abstains. All right. Sabrina Jacobs? Do you vote?
Sabrina just said she's having an issue with her phone.
Okay, all right, I just put a question mark then. Ken Lofer? Do you pass?
Abstain.
Okay, Ken Lofer abstains. Sabrina, I think, was no. And Andrea Tata?
She says she votes yes.
What's that?
What?
Andrea votes yes. All right.
Hold on, I was referring to Sabrina Jacobs.
Okay, Sabrina.
You have to hear her voice. I'm sorry, you can't hear her.
Exactly. You cannot vote by proxy.
Right, that's true. Okay. All right. So Sabrina is whatever. And Andrea Turner?
You should hang up and try dialing back in or something, or check your...
Andrea Turner? It could be the same problem as yesterday, AT&T.
God forbid. And, everything's right.
Catherine.
Yeah?
I would like to change my vote to yes.
Okay, Catherine is to a yes, all right. Got it. All right. So, Andrea Tata? Andrea, on the vote? Okay, I'm not getting Andrea. All right. So, how about TM? How about TM? I couldn't get TM. No, TM Scruggs? It looks like he went off.
What's your tally so far, Aki?
I have, let's see.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Chair, point of order. You can't do a tally until the vote is finished.
No, I'm
told that I can't ask for him to cut it out. I mean, I could have been following along with a piece of paper.
TM Scrugg is not on, TM? Okay, TM?
Hi,
okay.
Andrea.
I was having some problems.
Okay, Andrea, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right, I couldn't get a vote for TM. All right, so
request for
Mr. Secretary, could you read the votes, please? Could you read them out?
Sure. It's 10 yes, 7 no, and 2 abstention at the moment.
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. I just want to know, what is the status of the vote of Sabrina Jacobs?
None. Question mark. There's no vote for Sabrina. There's no vote for TM.
Sabrina submitted it via email. She said yes.
She's coming in February.
There she is.
Okay.
Hello.
Right. Are you back, Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that. I mean, that wasn't my fault, but whatever. Anyway. Are we voting again?
No, it's the same vote. It's the vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, I have Jonathan's chair.
And your sound quality.
Could you restate the ruling of the chair, please?
Yes. My ruling was that Ifeah Wangaza is not a valid candidate due to the information that I received from Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliate's director. And then it was challenged. And what's the tally on the vote?
Yeah, so,
I had trouble. Can I vote?
Yeah. Sure, you can vote, TM. Go ahead.
Yeah, I vote yes to uphold the chair.
Okay, TM votes yes.
So I'm assuming that if that information is incorrect, your ruling would change.
Yeah, I think so.
If I'd given information that she was actually a valid affiliate, I would have no reason not to change my ruling.
Okay, thank you.
And again, I don't know when the ballots go out. No one ever answered that question.
Point of order.
Ann Goodman for the staff on this question, please.
But hold on. Mr. Secretary, I need you to read the tally so we can have this vote completed.
It's 12 yes, 7 no, and 2 abstentions.
12 yes, 7 no, and 2 abstentions. So the ruling of the chair is upheld. And we're done with that thing now. If I have to make a different ruling, it certainly won't be tonight, or at least on this meeting. Let's try to move on with the agenda. I have 11:17, and the really big problem is that I have no idea where we are. Oh, let's see. Minutes of
proof.
Minutes.
That's okay. Huh? I'll figure it out.
I got it. Mr. Secretary?
Sure. Minutes approval. Okay, 5 minutes.
No. Well, okay, fine. Are there any objections to the minutes? Let's just all say no.
Yes.
Any objections?
No. Yes.
Okay, who's that?
Roberts.
Roberts, go ahead.
I also hear the show, but he's way down. These minutes need to be tabled. There were all sorts of problems. There are a bunch of directors who were locked out of that call, who could not get in. At least 5 people for quite some time. And the stream was also not working, so you couldn't even follow from the stream. So I know
it's all a lie.
To go back and listen. I have not had a chance to go back and listen to the entire meeting, so I certainly can't even figure out what part of that might be correct this time. But it's just not, and someone needs to explain.
Okay, will someone second that?
Benito.
Mr. Chair?
Who is that?
Mansour's here.
Adriana?
Okay, hold on. Are there any objections to tabling these minutes?
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Adriana?
Okay, I hear Adriana. First, let me hear someone who objects to the tabling of the minutes. Why do you object?
I'm sure. Ms. Roberts is not in charge of any other directors, so we can speak for ourselves, and we can vote on the minutes right now. Thank you.
I'd like to also object, Mr. Chair, and state that Otis has informed, I don't know if he's informed everybody, but the recording is there and the stream was working during the last meeting. Thank you.
The stream was not working. We had multiple emails to that effect.
That's not
well,
for you to
all
decide.
The emails when the stream is down don't mean the stream is down. You know, there's a lot of moving parts.
Are you an engineer?
When
is my time? You're not an engineer. You don't know. You were not engineering the meeting
engineer,
last
whoever
time.
The heck
stop.
Is that? I am a networking engineer, and I promise you, every time you stream something, it goes across 30 servers. There are several hops. You can do a trace route and see it yourself, and things don't always work. But that's besides the point, because this is the material.
She's a liar.
You have to
not you.
And then what?
Did somebody just get extremely immature right now?
Okay, I'm going to call everybody to order, and we're going to just move along here. We're going to vote on whether or not to table these minutes because it was seconded. And we don't need to argue about it because it's getting late and we start to become immature as it gets later. Yes, vote. Yes, vote. We'll table these minutes.
Adriana is asking for a point of information. Why do you keep over-talking people?
First of all, I'm not over-talking people because I'm the chair, and I can't over-talk you if I haven't recognized you because you aren't talking.
What's your information, Mr. Chair?
What's your question, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, you recognize me. You said that you will ask somebody a question and then come back to me. And you allow everybody else to jump and talk and discuss without giving me the floor. How is that fair for you?
Well, sometimes things just degenerate into a bunch of overtalk, and I decide just to move on. I think that's exactly what I did just then. No, you asked the question, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm giving you a really accurate answer. That is exactly what happened a few seconds ago.
My question is about the minute.
Okay, what's your question about the minutes?
My question is, and I send the email to everybody, and everybody read it. Even Mr. Alex Steinberg was questioning what the secretary put in the minutes. That is for second of all, I feed you there, like I was present, and I wasn't present at the original roll call. And the directors are in the same people.
Okay, I understand that you have 50 minutes. You're getting in your own way, Ms. Kasnev.
Call for the orders of the day.
Okay, moreover, here's the thing. Even before orders of the day, Ms. Roberts moved to have something tabled, and we're going to go back to that, otherwise we'll just be rid of anything. So that's the vote. That's what we're voting on now, Aki. And it makes sense, incidentally. I'm going to ask one more time just to be clear. Think about before you answer. Does anyone object to the tabling of these minutes?
Yes.
Okay, so
it's just wasting time.
A yes vote will table these minutes until the next glorious meeting, and a no vote will not table these minutes.
Okay, all right. This is an request for information before we vote.
What's your question, Benita?
Thank you. Given that the minutes are supposed to reflect the decision taken at a meeting, and given that many directors were somehow prevented from being on the call, and so therefore any kind of decisions that were reached were skewed, let's say, that somehow could 2 minutes of a meeting where all the directors were not participating. So that's part A. And then part B, I would just remind us that I already put forth a point of order last week, which I know you rolled on, on Monday, with regard to the status or the appropriateness or lack thereof of that meeting. So when you combine those 2 points, how could we possibly, I'm asking you, how could we approve a set of minutes which reflect an incomplete number of directors voting?
Mr. Diaz, it sounds like you're arguing for the non-tabling of the minutes, at which point I'm confused.
Not at all.
Mr. Chair, point of information. The only thing that's on the table right now is the tabling of the issue. That's it. That's
point of order, not
the
information. Mr. Diaz.
You need to be called to ask his dilatory. Stop wasting time.
Sure, you're not a actual waste of time. If you believe that. Because the argument on whether or not we're going to table it it's non-debatable. Page 342, and I'm sorry, that's for dilatory. There's something else. At any rate, we're just going to go to a vote on it. I see no reason not to table these minutes, just because we only have 5 minutes on it, and we've 15 minutes on it? Messed around with 15 minutes on it so far. And so we're just going to have to go to a vote because we're at time on everything. And, of course, on the upside, it's almost midnight on the East Coast. So, Mr. Secretary, can you remember what we're voting on?
All right. So this is a motion to table the minutes. Grace Allen?
Pass.
Okay, pass. All right. David Beaton.
No.
No. Okay. Jim Brown? Dom? Okay. Adriana Castanets? Table of the minutes?
Did you get my
I didn't.
Get my vote?
What did you? No. What did you say?
I said yes. What?
Okay. Brown is yes. Okay. Adriana Castanets? Adriana? I'm going to get back to you. Bill Corker?
No to table.
What's that, Adriana? Adriana, what did you say?
I said pass.
Oh, you pass? All right. Catherine Davis?
No.
No, Catherine Davis. No. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz, is yes. Wanda Garth?
No.
Okay, Garth is no. Okay, Jan Gunnett?
No.
Gunnett is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Jacob is no. Kendolfer?
Yes.
Kendolfer is pass. Well, Bob is not here. Sitting Roberts?
Yes to table.
Okay, Sitting is yes. Mansour, Savar?
Thank you, Mansour. No.
Savar is no. Tian Skorks?
No.
Taylor Circus? No. Nancy Sullivan?
Yes.
Southern is yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
No. Steinberg, no. Tanaka is no. Temba Shibamba? Temba? Temba is yes. Okay. Andrea Tana? Table the motion?
No.
Okay. Tuna is no. Mosquito? Washington?
Yes.
Muscular, yes, okay. Grace Allen, you passed?
No.
No, okay. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan?
Pass.
Okay. You're just going to abstain because it's the second time around.
Oh. I'll vote yes to table.
Okay, you vote yes to table. All right. Adriana Castanet, you passed?
Yes.
Okay, you're a yes. All right. And Ken Morfo, you pass?
No.
Okay, no. All right. So, okay, so it's 8, yes, 13, no, it's not table, so now we vote on the minutes, right?
Okay, yes, no, to approve the minutes, and no vote, no. Take a vote.
Okay. Okay, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Be gracious, yes. All right. David Beaton? David? Okay.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown? Minutes approval?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, Adriana? Castanet?
No, to more illegality.
Okay, Castanet is no. Bill Forger?
Yes.
Coaches, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito, yes?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay. Wanda, Garner?
Yes.
Wanda? Okay. Wanda, pass. Jan Goodman? Yes, I got it. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina? Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Ruffles, yes. Serene Roberts?
Bogus.
Okay, say no. Mansour Sabah?
Yes, to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Yes, to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Kian Scott?
Yes.
Kian is yes. Okay. Nancy Sullivan?
No.
Sanders Sullivan is no. Alexander?
Yes.
Standard is yes. Tanaka is yes. Tamba? Shivanda?
No.
Ten buyers, no. I'm going to tell her?
Yes.
Okay, Tanez, yes. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquitoes, no. Okay, Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. Ron Magana, you passed?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. That's fine. Okay, so it's 13 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. The limit is passed, so we're going to next item.
Okay, item number, the formerly known as number 7, appointment of new trustees for 403B. I think that's correct.
Right.
Right, because didn't we already vote to move the ESRT forbearance to closed session, Aki?
Yes, we did.
Sure. Okay, so we have 10 minutes for this item. It is the appointment of new trustees for the 403B. I guess, Bill Crozier, you're going to need to speak to that?
Yes, it's actually both the 403B and the so-called profit-sharing plan, the retirement plan. We have two different plans. I'm resigning effective tomorrow as the trustee for both of them, and Sam Magerwal has already resigned effective yesterday. So we need two more people to be the
trustee. I thought it was the 31st.
This is separate. Newport, the third-party administrator, has said that they're not going to be servicing this anymore. We need to get a new third-party administrator.
After the 31st. Well, they're going
right.
to
and they, may I complete?
I'm sorry.
So, you know, the auditor can help you find, you know, a new administrator for it. You know, the administrator does, you know, all the legwork and this sort of thing. But the trustees just need to make sure you get somebody competent to do that. I mean, I shouldn't say what all the duties are. I'm not an attorney. You know, you can look it up online, but we need two people who are responsible, who you trust, who can they're basically overseeing the retirement plans. You need to make sure that they're safe and, you know, and you have responsibility to make sure they're invested properly and that sort of thing. You know, essentially what we've always done is turn that over to a competent third-party administrator who, you know, is professionals that do this sort of thing. But the requirement is that you have to have trustees for them. And they don't have to be the same people for both of them, but it makes sense. They're very similar. And one of the things that that we hope can happen is end up merging the two plans, because almost all organizations don't have a separate, you know, so-called profit-sharing plan and then separately a 403B. It's just a lot of extra administrative work and expense. And this was the system we've inherited from, I think, back in the 1990s when the National Board at that time apparently didn't know that we already had one of the plans and set up the other one. I don't know which one was first. So it sort of duplicates things. But anyway, but that's a possibility. I hope that the trustees can help the administrator work towards a way of merging them and take care of all the other things, including work with the auditors, and let's figure out how we can get the rest of the unfunded pensions funded. We really need to do that. It's really important.
Request for information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. So, two questions. Number one, I don't understand. This has nothing to do, frankly, with the resignations or the need to appoint new trustees. But I just don't understand how a nonprofit can have a profit-sharing plan. Because in a nonprofit, there are no profits, at least not legally. So that's my first question. And then my second question is, why is the IED and the CFO resigning all of a sudden?
That's a good question for Bill.
You don't understand.
Bill?
Okay, well, I hope you read the emails. I hope you read the emails from me and Sam, but it's not, you know, these were called profit-sharing plans, but you're right, it's a misnomer. That's why putting it in quotes when I put it in writing, because we haven't had any profits in a long time. But the difference between them is that this retirement plan that's normally, for most organizations, would be called a profit sharing plan, designates a fixed percentage of the employee's salary to be put into the plan each year. And so many organizations may change that depending on how much profit they make. Ours are basically fixed. The 403B plan is it works like a 401k for those of you who work for for-profit organizations, like a 401k. 403B is for nonprofit organizations, and it's where the employee can put in a certain amount and the foundation will match it. I believe there's a minimum that they put in regardless, but then the foundation specifically will match up to a certain amount additional amount that the employee puts in. So it gives the employee an incentive to put more in because effectively you get paid more. You get your amount you put in matched by the foundation. But yeah, profit sharing is kind of a misnomer, but you know, just to distinguish it from the other one, that's what I tend to call it.
The main question was why is the IED and the CFO resigning all of a sudden?
Okay, well, thank you. Well, I mean, I was in the email that I sent, and for me, it's basically because
this is the open session.
That's fine. I find the open session, but the
just let him answer.
The frankly, the national office is not being supported adequately. They don't have the funding. They don't have enough people to do all the work, and the pension fund. The pension funds have to be funded. It's been several years before any since any money has been put into that so-called profit-sharing plan. The 403B plan is okay. It's handled by the payroll administrator. We have a company that handles payroll, and they take out they take care of that. But the other one is not put in, you know, for each pay period. It used to be, I think, put in at the end of each fiscal year or shortly after the end of each fiscal year. And it just hasn't happened for several years. And it's another one of the big messes we're trying to clean up. And I cannot be responsible, and Sam can't be responsible, for making sure that happens if we don't have the resources to make sure that we have staff to take care of all this stuff. You know, they're in the process of going through this and cleaning it up. But as I emailed to you again this week, and Sam Agarwal has also, you know, it's not... The National Office staff are having to choose between do you work on this crisis or this other crisis or a different crisis, and meanwhile try to keep all the regular things going all the time. This is one of those regular things that's important, but maybe it's not urgent. So it's been, for years, it's been put off. And, you know, we need more resources. I mean, all the stations have to be paying all their central services every month on time so that we can have the staff to do it. You know, the people in all the stations are constantly asking the national office to work on this or that. They have to handle HR and personnel and insurance and, of course, payroll and all kinds of other administrative type of stuff, making sure insurance is paid and responding to all kinds of information requests, various regulatory and compliance requirements and reports, and bookkeeping and all the stuff that you can imagine. And I can't be responsible for making sure that happens if we don't have the resources to make sure that it can be done properly. So that's why.
This individual is not responding to my question. You know, let me be clear. The other day I received several emails saying that this plan, are these different plans of services that they are resigning, they are, you know, their administration of our plans, okay? And then the CFO and the IED are also resigning from the plan. So don't give me all this bull about this and this, you know, been happening all these years and we ain't done this and we ain't done that. What has precipitated the resignation of the CFO and the IED is the fact that these other plan administrators resigned. So please connect the dots for me because I'm stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I respond?
Mr. Diaz, I think Mr. Kosher has given as much answer as he can. Even if you believe so.
I'm sorry you don't like my reason, but okay.
I hear you, Nancy. But I think that's about as good an answer as you're going to get. And when we're talking in circles, we're kind of wasting time, and I don't know if we have much time to waste. Nancy, you're next.
Okay. Isn't being a trustee part of the CFO contract? And isn't being a trustee part of senior management's fiduciary duty? And if they don't have the staff to support them, then how can anyone else have the staff to support them?
May I answer? You know, we have trustees and fiduciary responsible for a lot of things. The trustees for the retirement plans don't have anything to do with the CFO's job description. This is something required by ERISA. It's a federal law. You have to have trustees that are basically you have the. It's kind of like a board. It's a really small board. Two people to do this. It's not the CFO's job. I mean, he agreed to do this, and I agreed to do it. But frequently, it's other people, other directors. So I'm just nominate whoever you want. It doesn't matter what you resign. I try to be honest with you, but you know, whoever you feel is qualified and interested and capable, and make sure that it's basically responsible, but make sure it's taken care of. That's what you need. I mean, this is about taking care of our employees and making sure it's done right.
I don't care.
The immediate thing right now is to get another third party administrator, and an auditor can help you find a suitable company.
All right. Where are we at time for this item, Maki?
I have a question.
We have 1 minute over. We're 1 minute over the item.
Okay. We're already at time over time for this item. That's the wrong agenda. So we're just going to go to a vote on it. Oh, no. There is no vote because we have to come up with an appointment of two new trustees. So
I have a question.
Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
If the board,
I thought we are over time with this.
But it's not going to help because we didn't resolve the issue.
Right.
I'm just going to allow Ms. Roberts' question real quick. I'll resolve it. Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
If the board assigns a task to an employee, how does an employee design and decide that they're resigning from a particular task that has been assigned to them without resigning their position?
That's a question for you, Bill. And then
I don't have to see what it has to do with just picking two, selecting two people to be the trustee. But I understand the question.
You don't have to be your
at any rate, effectively resign and replace. I suggest that we, well, let me see, I've received 103 emails today, so I would suggest that on these email chains that between the 22 of us, we work it out because it's a function to be performed. Yeah, I do understand the reasons for resigning from it. It's like I understand Bob Mark's reasons for resigning from this board.
Goodman.
Wrong, but we're not going to get there on this issue either, clearly. And we are at time. So I would
like to extend time for this meeting and for the closed session.
Did you say extend time for this meeting and for the closed session?
Yes.
No, you can't. Make a motion to extend time on a meeting that we're not in.
What?
And if you can, I'm not going to allow it because it's.
Okay.
I could give you a list of reasons why not.
Well,
most mainly because it never matters. And we're going to spend in exactly 13 minutes, we're going to spend exactly 27 minutes arguing over how to adjourn. You should be able to remember because we had this is our second meeting this week. So can you be a little more specific with your motion to extend, especially how it pertains to the item that we're on?
I just want to not run out of time for the meeting, that's all. Very simple. I don't have
that. And how many minutes?
20 minutes for this.
I'm sorry?
20 minutes for this meeting.
Okay.
20 minutes past when it's supposed to run out.
There is no time certain for the ending of this meeting. Well,
okay, well,
I'm sorry, it will be in 30 minutes.
I'm saying 9:20. I mean, until... Well,
you mean 12:20, correct?
Well, until 12:15 Eastern Time for this meeting.
So I'm going to give you one more chance here. Could you please state your motion for extending time and how many minutes you wish to extend?
I make a motion to extend this meeting for 15 minutes until 12:15.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Do I hear objections to extending this meeting for 15 minutes?
Can I object and request to go into executive session?
Pardon me?
Can I object and ask that we move into executive session?
That would be
the objection.
Let's check the network.
Okay, but what you're asking actually for is a motion to adjourn. However, we have a motion to extend 15 minutes, and that'll be gone soon. So let's go to a quick vote. Question, are there any objections? There was an objection, so now we have to go to a vote. A yes vote extends this meeting until 15 after midnight. No vote doesn't. Mr. Secretary.
So yes means we go to a quarter after midnight. Okay, great.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. David Deaton?
Pass.
Okay, Deaton, pass. Jim Brown?
Pass.
Okay, Jim Brown, pass. Adriana Kasanev? Adriana? What's that?
I said pass.
Oh, pass. Okay. Bill Closure?
What help? How long are we sitting from?
To 12:15.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Closure, yes. All right. Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Okay, pass. Benito Diaz? Benito? No, right. Rhonda? Rhonda Garner?
Nope.
Okay. Rhonda is John Chamberlain?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
No, Sabrina is no. Ken Dolfo?
Pass.
Okay, Dolfo pass. Sabrina Roberts? Sabrina? Okay, Monsieur Savant?
Yes.
Savant, yes. Okay, Gian, Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Soldern?
No.
Soldern is now. Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Okay, Alex pass. Tanaka pass. Chamba, Shibanda?
No.
Chamba is no. Andrea, sir?
Yes.
Okay, Turner is yes. Mosquera, Washington?
No.
Mosquera is no, okay. Grace is abstaining. Jonathan?
No.
Okay, Jonathan is no. David Beaton, you passed. Excuse me. David Beaton, you passed.
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. Jim Brown, you pass.
Abstain.
Okay, Jim Brown, abstain. Adriana Casanova, you pass.
Nope.
All right. And Catherine Davis? You pass.
I don't know. Can I pass?
Okay. You want to just abstain? Benito Diaz?
I already voted. I voted no.
Okay. Benito is no. All right. Thank you. Ken Loeffler? You pass.
That I already voted. I'm not trying to vote twice.
Yeah, I didn't catch you the first time. Ken Loeffler?
Abstain. I didn't catch it either.
Okay, Ken Loeffler abstains. All right. Alex Steinberg?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, I abstained also. So only one left is Catherine Davis.
I abstain.
All right, so only five yes.
Serene votes no.
Serene, I didn't get back to you. Okay, nine no. All right, so 2, 4. All right, so five yes, 9 no, 7 abstentions, so it didn't pass.
So that means that the extension didn't pass and that we have to go to immediate vote on whatever motion that was. Oh, shit. I mean, shoot. All right, this is a odd motion. Because here's the problem. It doesn't matter what we really want to do, because we're going to have to pick two trustees anyway, because we don't have any now, because the two of them resigned. And the problem is that Bill should have suggested two more. We'll have to resolve it anyway. I don't see how a motion matters at all, but now the board is aware. We need to do something about it.
Mr. Chair, I'm just going to point a personal person.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless Mr. Crozier, the guy who put it on my agenda, has a suggestion.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting specific names. This just need to be responsible people who you trust. This is a fiduciary duty of our board, though, all of you as board members, to make sure that we do have, you know, trustees who can do the job, be trustees of the, you know, our employees' retirement fund accounts. I want to make sure
one who wants to volunteer for it, their names into Mr. Crozier.
No, the board
and
the board needs to elect them. I don't.
The board needs to elect them. But it's going to be an email. Does it have to be by selection or election?
What it's been in the past is, and I've been on board before. You know, two people can be nominated, and if nobody else wants to do it, or then you can elect them by acclamation. It should be simple.
Request.
If you get more than two, then I guess we'll have to have a vote. But
okay, if not, the board, I'm sure, can come up with a solution to this one. We can do something.
He has a request for information.
And I was going directly to him. Thank you.
Just in case you didn't hear him, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
Okay, so thank you, Mr. Chair, and also thank you, Nancy. Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Crozier. He's requesting volunteers, and I would like to understand how he has the gall to ask for volunteers, responsible people, as he said, when he himself was supposed to be the when he is stepping down, and he is supposed to be, in addition to the chair and the secretary, as IED, supposed to be providing leadership, quote unquote, to this board. How can he expect anybody to step up when he's stepping down? I'm confused.
That's a great question, but I think he can't answer that question.
I'll just confirm that I think Benito is confused. Yes.
Yes, very.
Yeah, he's very confused by the IED's behavior.
At any rate, we're going to move along. But we'll have to get it done because it's important. Again, if there are any board members who wish to simply step in, you can send the email to me, but oh, please put that in the subject line.
Request for information. Does the trustee choose the next company to administer this?
Oh, actually, yeah, and since you're going to answer that, Bill, are there any other duties of the trustee that you could outline to go with that? Thank you, Nancy.
You know, you really should ask an attorney to do that because I'm an attorney, and you can Google it. Just look up trust, you know, retirement plan trustee responsibilities. That's what I did. You can look at the law, ERISA, you know, E-R-I-S-A, that kind of governs this type of thing. It's, you know, basically, if you get a professional, well-run company that specializes in this, they do all the work. You just need to make sure you get somebody to do that. And,
all right, thank you.
You know, and they have you have to make sure that they do things like invest the employees' funds, you know, in a diversified manner and things like that. I mean, all of those, any competent company is going to be doing that. But you don't want to get just some fly-by-night outfit, obviously, or who might be doing something illegal with the funds. But, you know, it's not hard to get somebody to do that. But just, you know, you can ask other financial professionals. I'm not one, but, you know, you trust. And and they could probably help you. But in terms of what needs to be done or how to do it.
All right. Thank you very much. Ms. Rhonda Garner, I believe earlier you had a motion to adjourn, did you not? Was that seconded?
Hello?
Someone's saying hello.
Andrea Turner.
Point of order. Point of order.
Andrea Turner.
What's the process for getting the trustees' names? We need to get that figured out.
Okay, but we're not going to get it figured out in this meeting because the clock on the wall says almost midnight. Andrea Turner, did you have something because you haven't spoken up tonight?
Right. I just have a question. Doesn't the company have to do a presentation before you exit to let the board know the status of the income and employees? There should be a status report from them, and they usually do it at top. And also, is this your time where you're stepping down because it's the end of the contract period?
No, that's not really the reason. I mean, the fact that they didn't give reasons for why they're stepping down, but it may be part of the same reason. I just don't know. But they didn't give the reason. But what was the first part of your question, Andrea? Like a presentation or report? I don't know if they're required to do that. Newport's the company that's leaving. They said they would work with us to find, you know, on the transition. So it's not like they're just going to dump things out.
Yeah, I'm a trustee of another nonprofit, and they usually give reports to the board.
Okay.
So,
you might be a good trustee.
No. You guys are out of my league. You big time. But where I am, that's the way they operate.
You know, frankly, I don't think you have to even have board members to do this. I don't think they have to be board members. I'd have to check on that. But if you know of some other competent financial professionals, that might be better. I don't know. They don't have to be. Mostly people you trust and who can, if they don't know how to do it, they can, you know, get some, you know, professional help to advise them.
All right. Thank you. With that, we are at time. It is midnight on the East Coast. I'm surprised nobody's reminding me.
Are we going to have a process to do this, though?
Pardon me?
I'm worried that, you know, you're going to be without trustees.
Thanks to adjourn.
Yeah, and it's second. I understand your concern, Bill, and we'll have to do something about it offline. You know, when I'm really trying to get things done, I don't come to a P&B meeting. But it does have to get done, and again, maybe everybody has a little time to think about it this way, and maybe we can get it resolved before the next meeting.
Yeah, like that affiliate director thing that you just did.
I know, and see, I was gonna rule on that later, and then you guys forced me to rule on it tonight.
No,
I didn't want to rule on it, but wanted me to.
But
anyway, that's not what we're doing. Motion on the floor to adjourn. Did I hear a second?
Second.
We're going to close session now. We're going to close session.
No,
we're going to sleep.
Yeah. So don't forget to read Mark Hand's email, guys. It's a little...
Bye. I'm in complete agreement with Ms. Roberts.
Merry Christmas.
Just a moment. Are there any objections to adjourning?
Yes. We're supposed to go to closed session. And how do we organize that?
Well, I can give you two options. I'll give you two options. We could go to closed session to vote on whether or not we should have the meeting at all, or we could take a moment and vote on whether or not to go to closed session. But first of all, well, we can't because we're right in the middle of, are there any objections to adjourning this meeting? And you objected. Now we're going to go to a vote. But we need to conclude that. Ms. Roberts, I think if you include in your, if you include in your adjournment motion that we're not going to close session, I think that would do it.
Mr. Chair, this is
12:04. The board is done for the night. Move to adjourn. That's it.
Okay, so quick vote on adjournment, and that will be it for this evening. Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Okay, Grace Allen?
Yes.
All right. David Beeson?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Beeson is yes. Jim Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Brown is yes. Ariana? Kessler?
Yes.
Ariana? Can't make you do closure?
Yes, to adjourn.
Okay. Close your list. Catherine Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Davis is Juan Magana?
Abstain.
Okay. Juan abstain. Jane Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs has come over?
No.
Both is no. Robert is not there. Sorry, Roberts.
Adjourn.
Okay. Yes. Come on, Sir Savan.
No.
Savan is no. Tia Spugs. Tia. All right. Nancy Soden.
Yeah.
Soden is yes. Steinberg, Alex Steinberg.
No.
Chandler is no. I pass. Kemba, Shivanda?
Yes.
Is that yes? Kemba?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, you got it. Okay, Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Turner is yes. Muscular? Washington? Muscular?
Yes.
Okay. Pass. All right. Jonathan, Alexander?
Yeah.
Oh, no? Okay.
Muscular said yes, I believe.
What was that?
It sounded to me like Muscular said yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Jonathan, Alexander?
I vote yes.
Jonathan is yes. Okay. Adriana, you pass.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Adriana? Adriana? What do you say?
That was Mossy Law's vote again?
I heard somebody said yes.
Well, I'd like to hear it from her. She may have said pass, which is what you heard the first time.
Yeah, what I heard here. Muscula?
Yeah.
Yes. Y-E-S.
Okay. Muscula is yes. All right. So, Adriana is the only one. Adriana?
Yeah. Adriana's vote.
What's that?
We didn't hear Adriana's vote.
I know. That's what I'm asking. And TM's clerks, too. I couldn't hear TM.
Are they on the line? We can't see because we don't have access to Maestro, which we could have. But
Stop dragging this out. I'm going to do his job.
Hold on. Here. We have an easy solution for this.
Anyway.
While we are waiting, Adriana and who was the other person?
Scruggs.
What's the tally so far?
Well, it's 13.
Before my vote is yes, right?
We can
get the tally because, and the reason why I'm asking is because we'll know if we're just wasting time on a motion that has already passed, and it's your motion that I'm trying to get passed here. So far, I'm waiting on Adriana. Adriana, can you hear us?
Okay, so Tia?
She muted herself.
Okay, Tia? I think Tia is off already, actually. Tia is off. All right,
okay.
So it's 13 years, 5 months, and same with Adriana now recorded. So,
okay, I'm not changing. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Good night. Thank you.
Enjoy the holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.